treaties are made to be broken. Adapted from the Congressional Committee Draft Report on Indian Affairs, September 22, 1783. Thirdly, that as the Indians, notwithstanding a solemn treaty of neutrality with Congress at the commencement of the war, notwithstanding all the advice and admonition given them during its prosecution, could not be restrained from acts of hostility and wanton devastation, but were determined to join their arms with those of Great Britain and to share their fortunes. So consequently, with a less generous people than Americans, they would be compelled to retire beyond the lakes. But as we prefer clemency to rigor, as we persuade ourselves that their eyes are open to their error, and they have found by fatal experience that their true interest and safety must depend upon our friendship, as the country is large enough to contain and support us all, and as we are disposed to be kind to them, to supply their wants and partake of their trade, we, from these considerations and from motives of compassion, draw a veil over what has passed and will establish a boundary line between them and us, beyond which we will restrain our citizens from hunting and settling, and within which they shall not come, but for the purpose of trading, treating, or other business, equally unexceptionable.